This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katerina Sestarek. An assistant Missouri attorney general has been appointed as a special prosecutor as the state considers whether to retry a Columbia man for the 2001 slaying of a sports editor. Boone County prosecutor Dan Knight said Friday that he had a conflict of interest in Ryan Ferguson's case. He noted that an appeals court decision overturning Ferguson's conviction cited the actions of an investigator for the prosecutor's office. A judge on Friday appointed Assistant Attorney General Susan Borisi to serve as a special prosecutor. Ferguson was convicted of murder and robbery in the slaying of Columbia Daily Tribune sports editor Kent Heitholt. But an appeals court ruled Tuesday that the prosecution had wrongly withheld evidence from defense attorneys and said Ferguson did not get a fair trial. Some mid-Missourians are celebrating a victory on mental health coverage. Friday, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced a new rule that will require health insurance companies to provide the same co-payments and deductibles for mental health services as they would physical health. This rule will be in addition to the Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act of 2008. The act requires health insurance companies to cover both mental and physical health equally. Brent McGinty is the CEO and president of the Missouri Coalition of Community Mental Health Centers. He says this is a huge victory for the mental health community.
It's been a long struggle to get to this point, but now really millions of Americans and literally hundreds of thousands of Missourians will have better access to the mental health care that's so crucial to their recovery.
McGinty says the next step will be to bring awareness and educate mid-Missourians about the new policy. Jefferson City Council members voted unanimously Thursday night to move forward on their end of a contract proposal. That proposal with the state will contribute $1 million each to reopen the Missouri State Penitentiary. The deal specified that up to a 25-year arrangement could be kept with the state. That deal would provide tours, maintain maintenance costs, and determine the use of the premises. KBIA's Michael Loesch tells us how Jefferson City may bring back the oldest state penitentiary west of the Mississippi.
The Missouri State Penitentiary closed its doors once more last September when an inspection discovered mold in public areas of the property. The penitentiary ceased operations in 2004 and has since become a tourist attraction that sees 20,000 visitors annually. The site has been featured for ghost tours, night tours, television shows, and even a movie. Ward 3 council member Ken Hussey says the city is excited to be able to move forward on this decision.
The city's excited because we've been looking for a long time to try to get the state to the table to do something with that, and here we are. That's money in our economy. That's, hotel room stays, restaurants. It's, a very old property that's got a rich history, and it's unique.
President Stephanie Bell of the Downtown Association says the group held her last meeting a few days after the penitentiary closed. She says she was surprised how many tour cancellations had to be made.
A representative from the CVB was there, and she mentioned, we've had to call people from a number of different states and tell them the tours are canceled. And one of our hoteliers was also in the room, and he said the same day you were making those calls, canceling those tours, people were calling and canceling the rooms.
Now that a contract proposal is in place, Hussey says the state and the city hope to open up the penitentiary in the spring and resume tours. Michael Loesch, KBIA News.
Missouri's minimum wage will raise by 15 cents an hour in January. The Missouri Labor Department has set next year's minimum wage at $7.50 an hour. That's a cost of living increase over the current $7.35 an hour. A 2006 ballot measure approved by Missouri voters required the state's minimum wage to be adjusted annually based on changes in the Consumer Price Index. The group Missouri Jobs with Justice, which supported the ballot initiative, says the latest increase is good for the economy, but still not enough for some families. The execution of convicted killer Alan Nicholson, postponed in the debate over Missouri's choice of execution drug, has been rescheduled for December 11th. Nicholson was first set to be executed October 23rd, when Missouri planned to use the anesthetic propofol for the first time. The plan drew concerns because most propofol is made in Europe, and the European Union threatened to limit export if it was used in an execution. Governor Jay Nixon stopped the execution. Members of Columbia's three Catholic parishes are continuing their series of discussions about the need for a new Catholic grade school in Columbia. Members and staff of the Jefferson City Diocesan last week hosted the third in a series of five public meetings on the issue. KBIA's Michael Loesch has this.
According to a statement provided by the Jefferson City Diocese, Columbia's Our Lady of Lourdes has 216 students in the grades from kindergarten through second grade and has to deny about 50 students each year because of limitations. The Jefferson City Diocese are asking members of Columbia's parishes for their input on building a new school in Columbia. Father Joe Coral is the vocation director of the Jefferson City Diocese. He says there are a number of factors that led to this discussion.
They started bringing in more trailers. There's been classrooms in the basement for quite a while, and there's really no more space for more students, because even if we could figure out where to put more classrooms, there's not enough big enough cafeteria, there's not a big enough gym.
Dean Gregory is a parishioner at Our Lady of Lourdes and the father of two students at Father Tolton Catholic High School, which he helped build. He says he knows the disappointment of being denied from the school.
It is pretty devastating, because, you know, that's kind of where you want your children to go all the way through, and it also separates you from feeling like you're a part of the community, the Catholic community or the church community, if you've been turned away.
The listening sessions are the initial steps in the possible building of a new school. An executive committee of members from the Jefferson City Diocese will meet in December to analyze feedback from the listening sessions. The committee plans to create target group listening sessions in April to articulate findings and provide recommendations for Bishop John Gatos, who is expected to make the final decision in June. Michael Loesch, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.